Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good day to you. Thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord, and today we're going to be having a wonderful astrology topic as we talk about cosmic astrology, the different energy signatures that we hold that relate to different places in the planet, in the galaxy and other planets. So this topic is going to be of great interest to some people, and it's going to be completely off the wall to other people depending on where you are in your ascension and awakening process. We're going to look at what it means to move from spiritual to galactic energies, and we're going to talk about what you can look at in your natal astrology chart to go a little deeper and to understand if perhaps there's reasons why you don't feel that this is your home, that this planet is not where you are from. It's foreign, it's weird, it's odd, it's uncomfortable, and we're going to dive into that because I hope that this gives you some insight into more of who you are and what you as a soul are here to contribute and offer during Earth's awakening ascension process. So thank you for joining me. Today is December 17th, 2018, and I specifically waited to do this topic until the sun was in Sagittarius at least 25 degrees. And that's because we are now in the energy field of the galactic center. The galactic center is Sagittarian degrees between 25 to roughly 29 degrees. It does wobble because nothing is perfect in our galaxy. Things move, things shift, but it's roughly 25 to 29 degrees of Sagittarius is where our solar system and galaxy meets up with the galactic center and really gets a blast of energies that are interstellar, that are bigger than just our solar system. So when we're aware of this, when we're open to these energies, we tend to feel them. Last night, I had really wild dreams. In fact, I couldn't sleep. I was waking up every hour or so, and I had a lot of energy in my crown chakra and tingling in my brain, which I came to understand was truly my pineal gland. Feeling the energetic vibrations as the sun in Sagittarius went into this point in the zodiac. So I am feeling it at a cosmic level. If you're feeling anything, you might also be really aware of these energies and what is happening, because this is something that we go through the awakening process in many different ways. And it starts off in our human selves. And you start off realizing what doesn't work in your life, where you're not happy, where you're unfulfilled, what's wrong with your job, where's the relationship, what about your health? Like everything in the human experience kind of comes up for review. Essentially, you've been on autopilot, and you realize, I don't want to be on autopilot. This isn't who I am. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. This isn't what it's all about. I know there's more. And so part of the human awakening is that you see everything that's essentially broken. You see what doesn't work for you, what you don't like. And so things start to fall apart. And it's scary at first. It can be really challenging and difficult. It can be some of the hardest periods of your life. What I witnessed in many people, including in myself, is that all this stuff tends to happen at once, where it can feel like many areas of life are in turmoil. They're coming up in a way that you can't ignore them, and you're meant to understand it more. And so then people start to look outside of themselves for more guidance, and they also look within themselves for more guidance. And astrology is one of these tools where we use to look inside who we are as an energetic being, and then how our energy field connects to the bigger cosmos, the bigger galaxy. So astrology helps us understand more about who we are, and it's a great tool, I believe, for awakening and ascension. And I know that every time in my life when things have been really hard, I went to astrology. And there was a time in my life back in 2001, I used to go to regular monthly astrology gatherings and groups. It was just comforting to meet up with other people who also love astrology and wanted to learn more. I would go to various conferences or events. I was lucky enough to have an in-person mentor for a number of years who was a wonderful gift. I was able to understand more about what I was feeling because of astrology, which is why I'm so passionate about it and why I believe it helps you as you open up to this whole language and this whole world of understanding. Because you are meant to know yourself in a really deep, powerful way. And it isn't simply this lifetime. It's understanding all of your energies and everything perhaps you as a soul have experienced on this planet. So astrology helps with moving through the human awakening. The human awakening leads to the spiritual awakening, where you've asked bigger questions, you want a bigger understanding, you're looking for more than what simply meets the eye, you're looking for more than what you were told or taught. A lot of people then step out of their old programming and they go through the deconditioning process. There are many other tools around for understanding ourselves energetically. You probably caught the episode about a month or so ago about human design, which I think is a great tool. Numerology is fantastic. If you've never had a personal numerology session, you can find out a lot about yourself through that. And so on it goes. There's many tools. But you're meant to see, okay, I am more than this body, and well, who am I as a spiritual being? What is my spiritual energy? So then we move into these bigger areas of energies and understanding of ourselves as energies. So the spiritual energies show us what we are healing, forgiving, where we need to apply unconditional love and self-compassion. The spiritual energies are much higher, and they're a wonderful way to, it's sort of like applying a healing ointment or a healing perspective, a healing band-aid on some of the human stuff that we go through, because it allows us to detach. And when we can emotionally detach from our human upheaval, difficulties, struggles, and move into the spiritual energies, we have ascended up to a higher level of energies. And typically, we can refer to this as moving from 3D to 5D. And 5D is where we are here to live the truth of who we are as our unique individual selves, to consciously choose to be in our power, to consciously choose to know that we are in control over all of our energies. This is where we move into a place of detachment from the 3D realms. A lot of the 3D energies are about the good and bad, love and hate, war and peace. The 3D energy field exists on the spectrum of unconditional love to the darkest fears. And so the 3D is a construct of those energies, and it creates what we experience, including through our egos and through where we find power, which can turn out to be false power. It's where we start to understand that maybe this isn't enough. You know, you work so hard, you climb the corporate ladder, you get the job, and then you're not happy. Well, this is all part of the 3D matrix. And then you move from that 3D matrix into the 5D. And the 5D is where we return to ourselves as powerful creators, energetic beings who are able to choose exactly what we want. And we start to take full control over our vibration and our frequency, and we look at where we want to consciously direct our energies. And this is not something that's taught. You know, this is not something that's always revealed. And by taught, I mean when we're growing up, when we're in the school systems, when we're going, you know, through different jobs. This isn't, we're not taught about the choice of our energies. If you followed me for a while, you know that I do offer you a course on the 12 universal spiritual laws. That's a week-by-week deep dive into the different areas that your energy thrives, where your true power is, where you are a powerful creator. And it's not outside of you, it's within you. And that course is designed to help you own your choices through the different spiritual laws. Well, that's just one way that we understand more of ourselves. And I believe that that's when the biggest life changes happen and you truly feel that you're living in a 5D energy field of deeper resonance, alignment, harmony, and peace. Because you're understanding who you are based on your terms, your truth, and your power. But we typically experience it after we go through the difficulties and challenges and healings. And what we're meant to see is that a lot of the 3D matrix is an illusion, and it's just a game. And it's sometimes, I keep viewing it as a chess game, a chess match. It's, you know, very black and white, right? And it's meant to be good versus evil and bad and good and right and wrong. And, well, we're all those things. We are the full spectrum of energies. And then when we step into our conscious power and we have understood more about why we had certain experiences, relationships, and situations, then we're stepping into what we're healing and we move into more of our full power. And that's what the 5D energy is. It's an energy of this is who I truly am. I believe that your astrology chart connects you right smack to that truth. And you see where you were on autopilot and then you understand more about your chart, who you are, your unique energy signature. And when you work with it consciously, you really activate so much more. It's important to say consciously because there's different ways people will look at astrology or look at their own chart or have questions. And it all comes down to our choices, and it comes down to how we perceive our own power. I believe that each of us is a powerful being, a powerful entity who is connected to the all that is. We are all a part of the oneness energy, and the astrology chart shows us your unique oneness within the whole of oneness. And when you step into that and you own that, you activate what you're needed to be and where you ultimately benefit the world in some ways, because then your piece of the puzzle is activated and fits into the bigger collective whole. So the spiritual awakening opens us up to our soul's imprints and to what we are here to uniquely develop and experience. And you will find that there is a lot of good information around the spiritual awakening process, many, many teachers, many perspectives. This is not religion. This is spiritual information. And that's important to point out because there, true spirituality is openings. We open up to each other. We open up to our similarities. We open up to what we have in common. And we open up to potentials and what we want to consciously create and consciously offer. And so this is part of what the planet is going through. This is part of how the planet is shifting. And I actually get the visual of different matrices that are coexisting. So, for example, the 3D matrix is an energy grid or energy field made up of certain energies. And then there's another 5D matrix that's different energies that are higher vibrating, a little, they're clearer, They have a different feel, a different vibration, but they coexist alongside the 3D matrix. And then beyond the 5D, we enter into higher realms, higher dimensions. And the interesting thing, too, just to throw out here about 3D, 5D, 7D, 9D, those are mostly the odd numbers, right? And that's because the even numbers provide the energetic bridge. The even numbers are balanced, so 4, 6, 8. They're all balanced as a bridge should be balanced, so they provide that bridge between the other paradigms. So the 3D has the 4D bridge balanced that takes to the 5D, and then the 5D has a 6D bridge balanced, which takes it to the 7D. So as we move up into these higher dimensions, the energies change. And if you think about how the Earth has gravity, the Earth is physical. Everything around us, the rocks, your barbecue, the pillow on your couch, physical elements, right? So everything close to the Earth is physical and dense, and it's all basically held down by gravity. And so this is an interesting visual where as you start to move away from the Earth's density, the energies start to, it's not just dissolve, but they start to, I'm trying to give you the one word, and I can't do it in one word, but it's almost like it's a floating, right? Like you see a balloon floating away. You see the clouds floating. I see it's a lightening, a lessening of the density. And so the energies start to dissipate and release and float as they move further away from the Earth's gravity field. And then we move up into different topospheres and different spheres with different densities as we move away from Earth, right? You probably can just even visualize that, even imagining an astronaut in a spaceship looking back down at Earth. It's a whole different perspective. Well, energetically, as we move away from the Earth, the energies also start to loosen and lighten, and that's where the floating and the dissolving happens because the energies are freer and they don't require density, they don't require gravity. They are open. And so I see these energies as we move away from the Earth. They become more expansive. And it's a bit like watching, if you were to take a paintbrush and you stick it in a can of paint and you put the paintbrush on the piece of paper and then you make a broad stroke, you know, to your right. Well, the greatest density of paint, of color, is where that paintbrush hit the paper, and then you swipe it away, right, and it starts to dissipate, and there's still the color, but it isn't as strong. That's how I see the energies, and that's how we understand that even what we can't see, we are. And even what we don't identify with through our physical selves and our physical body, we are still that energy field. And so this is part of the global oneness energy. This is part of the collective, how we are always connected through energies. Even if there's only air between you and someone who's standing 5 feet away from you, you are still connected to them through that air, right? The energies still are connected. So we're all connected. And as these energies move away from the Earth, they're still connected, but they change form, and they change to different frequencies. Sort of like how the sound frequency, right, how that is very different as it moves away from the Earth. Light frequency is something we can see. We have different frequencies. And so the further we get from our energies on the planet, we're meant to see that that is also us. And this is meant to ultimately be comforting and to be a way to detach and observe ourselves as part of this human journey, human experience. So we move into 5D, and then from 5D it goes to 7D, and 7D has even less density. You can't even call it density. And then there's 9D, which I experience as this. The only way I can describe it is bright nothingness, which is a contradiction because nothingness you can't see, but the energy feels very bright. So bright nothingness is how I feel, 9D. And 7D is also a place of a different energetic vibration. As we move further away from the 3D, there are more capabilities that are available that are not based on human density. So, for example, telepathy, intuition, psychic abilities, different timelines become clearer. Different timelines is an interesting topic because the Earth rotates on an axis, and we know that it rotates at a certain speed. Of course, that's how we calculate the seasons. It's how we calculate astrology, right? We know the speed of the Earth, and that establishes a timeline. And then as you move away from Earth, there's different timelines because there's different places and planets that move at different speeds. So this all gets really fascinating but potentially confusing depending on how this connects with you. It could feel like it deeply resonates. And I believe that that's why this is the time to share this information, because of the Sun in Sagittarius at the galactic center. We're seeing how our energy fields go into places that we haven't quite touched, and that's where humanity is moving, from the spiritual to the galactic. Even since the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012, there's been this huge increase in galactic energies, in information for star seeds, in Pleiadian energies, in Arcturian energies, Orion, Nibiru, so on and so on. And there's a sense of the energy shifted because humanity's shifting, and there's more that we're looking to understand, but we're looking to understand it through the old paradigms, not our more expanded paradigms. And the more expanded paradigms are actually deeper in our cellular history, deeper in our DNA. And in fact, you're typically connected through our bloodlines. And I want to do a quick shout out here to a program that I think is phenomenal. It is on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Starseed Radio Academy. With Lavendar, R. Ariel, and numerous other wonderful ladies, Tammy, who put together a program. It's been going strong for at least a decade now. And it's a very important place of this new knowledge coming to the forefront. Thousands of people listen to their show, many more. It's expanding. And I want to call it out to you because if this information resonates, you would want to listen to Starseed Radio Academy or check out their website, starseedhotline.com. Back in 2011, I had an astrology session with Lavendar, she's a master astrologer who specializes in galactic codes and starseed markings. And she's done lots of research through the decades on what this means, how this shows up, how bloodlines are tied to Atlantis, to Pleiadian experiments, to different things that we're here to energetically experience. And so in 2011, I had my starseed reading with her, and she really affirmed my energy or what I'm here to do and contribute through my soul mission. And it was interesting because I learned all this about myself, and I was so not interested in doing much with it at that time. of course, the energy on the planet back in 2011 was very different. And I just was like, thank you very much, but no thank you. I wasn't interested. And I think it had to shift where something on the planet had to shift where it felt like there was now a need for this information, a desire for it, right? And so when you see in your chart more about your own markings, it activates more of what you want to do and want to contribute. So Lavendar has done a lot of great astrology studies and research on this area, and I would recommend a session, an astrology session with her or Ariel. They're both very busy, but I just want to put that out there for you. So here's a few things to look at in your chart around these starseed markings. As I mentioned, the galactic center energies are between 25 to 29 degrees of Sagittarius. The Pleiadian lineup, the Pleiadian degrees, are 25 to 29 degrees of Taurus and Scorpio. But there are also strong starseed markings if you have planets or points between 25 to 29 degrees of Aquarius and Leo. So it's the fixed signs, 25 to 29 degrees. And then Lavendar has also done research on the 25, 26, and 27 degree planets that all hold galactic codes as well. So this is fascinating, and I believe that if you're listening to this, a part of you is ready to learn this about yourself. So check out their website, starseedhotline.com. And Lavendar was on my radio show, I can't remember if it was 2017 or 2016. I'll post a link, and you can listen to her and I talking about this information. She has amazing stories, incredible stories, and I feel like there's people who would resonate. They talk a lot about walk-ins, ETs, alien energies, and the fact that our planet is really going through this deeper awakening of how we're connected to the galaxy and to other beings, and that this planet has been a place of ongoing experiments, and yet all of that has been kept hidden or shut down by many who are in the know. And I know that this will, of course, bring up your own stories or your own experiences, and there are other people out there doing similar work. So I just want to let you know this is a great resource to keep researching this part of your chart. So the reason why there are this time of activation right now is because, as you know, we're moving into a pivotal decade starting in 2020 where the Earth is going to be changing, the energies are changing permanently and dramatically, and we're not meant to be afraid, okay? Like, we can have the fear, and that's our human self, but I feel there's a deeper activation of our soul mission or our soul work, that there's energies here that are meant to help the Earth move into greater love, greater peace, greater compassion for the planet and for humanity. But it's up to us to do that, because we are, as a human family, very unique beings, and there are other beings out there in the galaxy that are different from us, and some are very light-filled and loving and supportive, and others have different intentions. So again, this could all be something you already know, or this could all be completely new information to you. And what I always recommend is just simply sit with it, take what resonates for you with you, and leave the rest. There is no need to force anything. This is a process, and it can take a while to understand some parts of our experience and some parts of our galaxy, and that we're most certainly not alone. So why has it been covered up, or why is it not spoken about as much as it could be? Because there's a lot of things that would lose power, that would be proven wrong. There would be things that we would realize are nonsense. And there's a need, too, to allow humanity to move into more information gently. And it's meant to be information that we can move into in a way that benefits humanity instead of destroys it. So a lot of the other energies are here to understand the bigger picture, which is how the earth is very dense and there's a lot that needs to be healed. There's other energies that have lived here through the years, and we're saying no more, please leave, no thank you very much. And there's a desire here to ascend the earth in a very loving way. So understanding the galactic energies is meant to be of benefit, I believe. It's meant to be something that supports the earth, that supports where we need to go as a human family. And it's meant to bring in this new level of awakening energies so that it is something that people can digest. There's so many stories of people who have had incredible experiences. And it's fascinating how these stories can resonate really deeply, right? They're popular for a reason. People want to hear them for a reason. People believe them for a reason. Even George Nuri was one of the first to really go, big with his Coast to Coast radio show on some of these stories and topics. And it's like you just leave it on the table and you let people think for themselves, right? That's what this is about. Think for yourselves what feels right for you and trust that and follow that. Now, in your astrology chart, as I said, there are different markings that pertain to galactic energy signatures. And if you have these markings in your chart, it means that you are here to contribute to humanity's evolution. It can also mean that you feel, as I said at the start of the show, like a foreigner, that this is not your home, this is not where you're meant to be or where you're from. The energies of this planet can feel very dense. I've worked with a number of clients who have really struggled with their life on the planet because they're used to a different energy that is lighter, where there isn't the deep sense of fear or even war that there is here. Their home base, if you will, is a different energy frequency. It's a different vibration altogether, and then they come here and on this planet, and it's just like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? And it's really easy to want to give up, to go into depression, to experience some real hardship, because your energy has not come into alignment with itself. And astrology can help with that. Astrology is meant to bring you back into resonance with who you are. So as you understand that your energy field is more cosmic and galactic than perhaps you originally believed, it can help with detaching from some of the day-to-day experiences on the planet and some of the concerns around even survival. I found that a lot of people who have galactic energies have a really, I'm going to say difficult root chakra energy. Their root chakra struggles. It struggles. The root chakra is where we feel grounded. It's our survival. It's our sense of I can be here and be safe. Our root chakra is fight or flight. And it can feel like I've never felt at home here. I've never felt safe on this planet. So if you have this energy, if what I'm saying resonates, root chakra work is really important for you. And then work your way up through especially the sacral chakra and the solar plexus, because the three bottom chakras are essential to grounding us in our humanity and our human experience. These are the masculine energies that are meant to support us in our strength. These are energies that are helping you feel strong in who you are in this lifetime. But just to throw out there, it's usually the root chakra that struggles. And I see it as inflamed. Inflammation that can show up in the skin. It can show up through anger, hurt, pain, resentment. I remember in one of my earlier sessions with someone, it was like I was feeling that anger of being here on this planet when it's like, why is it so hard here? And I met so many other people who felt the same way, and there was this reoccurring anger theme. And it's interesting because the higher expression of anger, like we're meant to move it into acceptance. So if you have felt anger, if you have felt a disconnection, please do what you can to move it into acceptance that you're here for a reason, and also connect it up to your crown chakra and third eye chakra, which is the pineal gland, and is that sense of, I remember. I remember why I'm here. And I can hear some of you saying, Molly, I don't remember. Ask. Ask to remember, ask for information, ask for help, ask for support. Your angels, God, source, the universe, ask your counsel, ask your spirit team, ask whomever, ask. And part of why this is important to ask is because what we're doing too with our energies is that as we awaken into more of the 5D and 7D energies, as we move from spiritual to galactic, our bodies change and they start to turn to the crystalline energies and they start to get, I see it as a cleanse, there's a purifying energy, it's almost like a deep purification in the DNA. And it's almost like looking at gray, muddy water that just clears out. That's the energy that I see, and it's looking at how we're turning our energies into, I just see it as like these little crystal specks, similar to snowflakes, and they're part of the DNA, and I see it as a restructuring of the DNA based on these higher frequencies, and it strongly pertains to what we clear out emotionally. Your emotional work is essential to your human awakening process. You have to be able to deal with emotions in order to move through the ascension process because emotions are very dense. We do have emotions. We do have grief. We have heartbreak. We have regret. We have despair. It's part of the human experience. These things don't go away. What we do is we move through them with new mastery and new tools. We move through them in a way that supports that purification of our own energy field. And as you practice mastering your emotions, you also are ascending. And again, it clears out how your DNA, I see it change the frequency of your DNA, meaning when you clear out those lower energies that also are connected to the root chakra. When you know how to master those better, you master anger, you master sadness, you master grief, you master loss, you master despair, on and on, which will come up, by the way. These will keep coming up in our lifetimes. But again, you move through it faster. And as you move through it faster, your own DNA starts to spin at a higher frequency. And this does relate to people who came here to clear this for themselves across many lifetimes, to even change it in their bloodlines. And not everyone has that experience. Some people are here to clear other energies and other have another focus. But what you're here to clear, it changes the frequency of your DNA. Like I see it spinning faster and like a spinning top. Right, the spinning top moves faster and faster. So that's one of the ways that we're here to master our energies. So the galactic energies take us into these other energetic paradigms and experiences. They open us up to connect to other energetic beings because we have to be at the right energy to meet them. Just like magnets, magnets attract or magnets repel. If the planet is going to be more fully awakened, we have to be at the right energy field. So we have to come up in order to make more contact with other energies, beings that are here to connect with us as part of a galactic family. And the different planets have different energy codes, different gifts, different frequencies. And that is also quite fascinating. Arcturian energy is different than Pleiadian energy, is different than Orion, is different than on and on. So they're all different. You could call it tribes, but it's meant to be a different understanding of how energy is composed to create different beings. And to us, we think that they're ETs and they're aliens because they're different. But, hey, maybe we're the ETs. Maybe we're the aliens. So we are the ones who are kind of bringing up the caboose, if you will. There's a lot about the human family that is on the slow boat, that we're, you know, we're still dealing with a lot of energies that are quite dense. You know, we're still figuring out how to not judge each other based on color of skin, and how to not practice. I mean, there's so many things these days that are holding us back that we're meant to move through. So that's what's happening right now, too. That's part of what the Great Awakening and the Quickening is doing. And it's moving us forward. We're advancing as these issues come up and as these energies collapse at the same time. They're moving us forward to be able to ascend and to be different energy beings. So we're meant to keep going into these different areas of energetic management so that more of us can really live in that 5D frequency and vibration, which is much more detached, accepting, allowing, understanding the game that's at play in the 3D, understanding that we are more than just energies on this planet, understanding that we're part of a bigger galaxy and that there are more energies that are open to connecting with us. And I feel like this is also why the next decade is very exciting, because there will be more of these openings. I believe it will happen actually slowly. There will slowly be more messages, stories, visitors that reach the collective. And that, again, is to be gentle with humanity, to not shake it too much. But I think we've also reached a tipping point. Like, I've seen it as a energetic tipping point where more people can handle information or can handle this next new paradigm than ever before. And it's so exciting. It's just incredibly exciting because, as I said before on the show, we'll look back on this time and we'll be like, I was there. I was there. And let me tell you these great stories. And that's part of what we're moving through, is a really significant period of time that will be talked about, and it will be ultimately advantageous for where we need to go and what is important for Earth. There's a lot more information out there on these various topics, and as always, follow what resonates for you and what interests you. Please know that you always want to be aware and discerning. People have different agendas. Maybe they're fear-based. Maybe they're power-based. On and on. You just trust who resonates with you. Take what you need and leave the rest. But this is a really exciting time as we move from spiritual to galactic, and we become even more expansive as we go. So I hope this show has been beneficial and brought you some good insights, and I appreciate you listening. I will be back on Wednesday for the next weekly intuitive astrology show, and in the meantime, I appreciate you, and you can check out more about my offerings on a few of my websites. MollyMcCord.online is for healers, authors, spiritual solopreneurs, and experts. ConsciousCoolChic.com is my original website from 2011. You'll find my books and spiritual teachings, and then spiritualityuniversity.com is where you'll find more information about spiritual knowledge and online classes. Thanks for joining me, friends, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Take good care.